Gratitude Revolution, Unleashing Leadership Influence in a Rapidly Changing World. Written and read by Danita Bai. Some leadership strategy gurus proclaim that it's a waste of time to coach a grateful mindset. In such a rapidly changing world, why be frivolous with our time? I'll be the first to admit that there's a lot to grumble about. Plus, it seems like a national sport to criticize, condemn, and complain. I find that leaders often discount the powerful impact that coaching gratitude can have on their leadership influence. Yes, I believe that a new level of gratitude unlocks a new level of leadership influence for you. Gratitude enables you to be successful with your key leadership responsibilities of 1, casting vision, 2, formulating strategy, 3, aligning resources, and 4, motivating your team. I resonate with North Dakota's Governor Doug Burgum's view of gratitude. In an article on the Emerging Prairie website, he says, "I come to understand that while happiness is an emotion that is a result of something, gratitude is a choice. You can choose to be grateful. You can build it into your routine, your organizations, and your companies. In the midst of chaos and adversity, you can always be grateful. And that's an amazing thing." End quote. Governor Burgum hits the nail on the head with this leadership strategy. We are facing a revolution on all fronts in this era of exponential progress and digital disruption. Maybe it's time for a gratitude revolution. Gratitude is not a time-wasting strategy. It's a transformative leadership strategy. In Burgum's first State of the State speech, he spotlights the unstoppable forces higher education faces: cultural, technological, demographic, and economic. These forces continue to drive disruption in all market sectors, including yours. For example, the changes AI is introducing are as dramatic as when the printing press arrived. The Gutenberg press shook everything. It launched a new epoch, changing almost everything. And now we're wondering about how generative AI like ChatGPT will shake our world. Is this the time for another epoch? Historians say that we're overdue. Next-gen leaders are hurting and need our guidance. Statistics and research reveal that our emerging leaders need our guidance. Here are 4 data points to consider. 1, with the rapid increase of digitization, 22% of Americans are concerned they will lose their job to a robot. 2, right now media at work survey indicates that 26% of U.S. employees dread going to work due to toxic cultures. 3, inflation is creating stress for every American regardless of age. 61% of U.S. adults in April 2023 say the recent price increases have caused financial hardship for their household. 4, according to Governor Burgum, inflation was the most talked about issue on the campaign trail. Many Americans are not only concerned, but are fearful. And here's what we're hearing from next-gen leaders. 3 items. 1, George Barna reports that 54% of young adults admit to often feeling anxious, depressed, or unsafe. 2, loneliness is rampant. In a stunning CNN business op-ed entitled AI girlfriends imperil generation of young men. Pew found that Americans aged 18 to 29, that 61% of males report being lonely. And number three, from our Next Gen leaders, in a university student survey, this is how students responded to the statement, I have felt increased stress about. 71% said they have increased stress about a loss of social connections and social isolation. 69% about anxiety or depression. And 61% the physical health for me or a family member. Statistics and research reveal that our emerging leaders need our guidance. Yes, unstoppable forces are driving disruption everywhere, economically, technologically, demographically, culturally, and personally. Leaders of all generations, especially our next gen leaders, are reeling from these changes. The result? A constant focus on problems versus solution. Here's an acronym that I use for fear. F freezes our ability to cast a hopeful vision for the future. E stands for escalates burnout so that innovation withers and strategies fail. A stands for amplifies anxiety and depression so that alignment stalls. And R restricts connection with others so motivation collapses. My FEAR acronym is an example of the toxic results you can expect in the grumble culture. Employees are disengaged and lack problem-solving resolve. John 10:10 says that fear kills, steals, and destroys. It has a negative impact on our entire being, including our can-do mindset, our confidence, and our connection with others. I discussed the negative impact of fear in my recent Courageous Leadership series. I invite you to read that series. As the challenges escalate, it seems difficult to stay focused on all that is good. Yet, that might be the antidote. Scripture encourages us in Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about those things. This is where coaching gratitude becomes a transformative leadership strategy. The brain science behind gratitude as a leadership strategy. As mentioned, some leaders think it's a waste of time to think about gratitude as a leadership strategy, yet an entire field of positive psychology disagrees. Abundant scientific research studies confirm a link between gratitude and improved performance. And that's why I'm calling it the gratitude revolution. A Psychology Today article discusses the scientific benefits of a grateful mindset. Here are a couple of key takeaways. Number one, increased mental strength. Gratitude contributes to resilience. Being thankful for your current bounty fosters grit and determination, even during the worst of times. So my gratitude tip is, during tumultuous times, it takes grit to be grateful. A can-do approach is a key driver for leadership success. Number two, improved confidence. Gratitude reduces your desire to compare yourself to others. Poor self-esteem often stems from resenting leaders who appear to be more successful. Grateful people appreciate their own strengths. Plus, they value the strengths of other leaders as well. So my gratitude tip is showing gratitude for strengths builds confidence. We can acknowledge our own talents and gifts, as well as what others bring to the table. And number three, stronger relationships. Thanking and showing appreciation for your colleagues builds connection and strengthens community. This can be as simple as thanking a colleague for helping with a project, or as simple as sending a thank you note. So here's my gratitude tip. Acknowledging other people's contributions leads to connection and community. You build a resilient culture that survives disruption. Considering these scientific facts, I'm reminded of Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So how might you leverage gratitude in your coaching and mentoring? The brain science and quaking aspen trees. I'm a fan of Carolyn Leaf, a cognitive neuroscientist and author. In Millennials Matter, I refer to Leaf in a number of places. She uses the metaphor of a brain tree to describe the beneficial effects of a grateful mindset. I'm grateful to learn that I'm not the only one that's inspired by trees. My fascination with trees goes back to my childhood growing up on a cattle ranch in North Dakota. I'm captivated by the way different trees adapt to their surroundings. Their ability to adapt ensures they survive harsh conditions, especially those in North Dakota when there's a minus 60 wind chill factor. This capacity fuels their ability to grow and flourish. 10 years ago, my husband Gordon and I moved from Minnesota to North Dakota back into TTT Ranch country. Our priority is finding the perfect spot to build a new home. For me, that perfect spot means enjoying the vistas of the wide open prairies, and I want our home to be near trees to remind me of my grandchildren who are still in Minnesota. Eventually, we find it. We watch the cattle grazing and the moose crossing the salt fields from the front porch. And from the back porch, we enjoy the beauty of the quaking aspen, always watchful for the prowling mountain lions. Where is it hiding? And always watchful for the bald eagles soaring high. Leaf's work inspired me to learn more about the quaking aspen grove in my own backyard. And I'm working on an article entitled Quaking Aspen Leadership Lessons. Keep your eyes open for it. I will highlight some leadership insights I gained by studying these magnificent trees. Leaf is a leader in the field of positive psychology. She says that our thoughts actually affect the physical structure of our brain. And this in turn shifts how our brain functions. She compares a grateful mindset to a tree sprouting new branches. Just as a tree can grow and develop branches, our brain can do the same. This phenomenon is called neuroplasticity. In a blog on her site, Leaf suggests that gratitude changes the brain and the body for better. This is what she says. Research on the effect gratitude has on our biology shows that being thankful increases our longevity, our ability to use our imagination, and our ability to problem solve. What you are thinking now is creating your future life. You create your life with your thoughts. And because you are always thinking, you are always creating. What you think about the most or focus on the most is what will appear in your life. End of quote. This is amazing news. Increases our longevity, improves our ability to use our imagination, expands our ability to solve problems. Aren't these some of the capabilities that we want to build in leaders around us? Based on the brain science, we will discuss three gratitude mindsets to strengthen emerging leaders in three areas. First, grow a can-do mindset. Leaders often get sucked into fear-based finger-pointing behavior. Why? Modern leadership practices often overemphasize empathy. The result? You struggle to get your teams unstuck from constant criticizing, condemning, and complaining. And this leads to a closed-door mindset. As a friend told me recently, you can't drive forward fixated on the rearview mirror. This negative mindset is what keeps us stuck accepting the status quo. There's a lack of openness to new opportunities and challenges. Problem solving is practically zero. In contrast, strategic leaders use gratitude to grow a can-do mindset. They grow grit, determination, and resilience in themselves and in those they lead. They empower their teams to find creative solutions to tackle the digital disruption and exponential growth. The second thing we'll look at is to cultivate a confident mindset. Many next-gen leaders believe they should be promoted and get ahead at the snap of their fingers. They often base their value, worth, and identity on fleeting factors, on what they produce or achieve. And when their progress doesn't match their dreams now, they lose confidence. When life happens too slowly, they fall into the traps of a comparison culture and they end up discouraged. It can feel like a winter season in their leadership journey. One of my favorite leadership gurus is Dr. Robert Clinton, author of Making a Leader. He describes these difficult times as negative preparation. He suggests that during our winter seasons, groundwork for leadership growth is happening. Your emerging leaders need this foundation to flourish in their spring season. By nurturing gratitude, you coach your next-gen leader to leverage their winter. It's a time of preparation. Number three, nurture a connection mindset. Humans have an innate need to belong and to be in community. Yet, there are common behaviors that create isolation in many organizations, and these destructive practices fuel the red zone cutoff culture. A key one that I'll discuss in this leadership series is gossiping. Gossiping is a lethal culture killer that robs leaders of their dignity and leadership impact. Strategic leaders use gratitude to create a blue zone connection culture. When you are grateful, you create a strong, resilient culture where everyone flourishes. So join the gratitude revolution and unlock your leadership influence. Gratitude is not a wasteful leadership strategy in today's rapidly shifting world. In fact, it's a powerful coaching and mentoring tool. Gratitude enables you to be successful with your key leadership responsibilities of casting vision, formulating strategy, aligning resources, and motivating the team. I'm inspired by Governor Doug Burgum's view of leadership. Many years ago, he decided that whenever he gives a talk, he will start with gratitude. He also says, we need to be warriors against the status quo. The status quo is often grumbling. Being grateful is how we are a warrior against the status quo. Thank you for listening. You're welcome to join our leadership journey. Go to danitabai.com for other resources as well as weekly articles. I also invite you to join me on LinkedIn, where I'm posting regularly. And you can check out my YouTube channel and especially my TEDx talk. It's called Millennials Matter, Stop Complaining and Start Coaching. And we've had over 200,000 views. You're welcome to email me, You're welcome to email me at danita@danitabai.com. Again, thanks for listening.